Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
And I am Jake.
And this is Two Dat.
Two Dudes, Assorted Tunes. We are coming at you on this wonderful Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween to all of our dedicated listeners.
And also those just tuning in, we have an extra spoopy show for you today.
Oh, super spoopy.
It's incredibly spoopy.
Every once in a while, we have a nice little theme playlist, and
Halloween
is my favorite holiday, so of course, we had to do something special since it is the 31st.
Naturally, as one does. So, I guess we're going to start the show with some rain noises.
Yep.
And some church bells.
Set the mood, thunder, get things going.
Thunder and doom. It's Black Sabbath.
Thank you.
Thank you, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So that song is one of a few songs that I find particularly amusing to read.
To read?
To read, because the song title is Black Sabbath.
Mm.
It's by the band Black Sabbath on the album Black Sabbath. So it's Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath.
Yes.
And right as far as I can think of, like just off the top of my head, the only other like song that like that is Bad Company, Bad Company, Bad Company. I'm sure there's more, but I can't think of
it. It's not very common.
I know Green Day has a song called Green Day, but I don't remember if it was on the album Green Day or if they even had an album called Green Day.
I think it was on
108 Smooth or something like that. But anyway, or 32 Smooth, something like that. I don't know. What do you got?
I'm looking.
I know it's on 1032 Smoothed Out Slappy Hours, but that's a compilation of a couple of EPs.
Yep, well, that's what I'm getting to. So.
Yeah. All right, anyways.
Oh, well. Great song, though.
Yes, yes. Black Sabbath.
Definitely sets the Halloween mood.
I think
the church bells really.
Yeah.
Dong. Drive it home.
Dong. Dong. Okay, so. Speaking of themes for, you know, good ways to set the theme of Halloween, Owen, what do we got, like, right now?
We have the theme to Halloween.
Alrighty.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. taking short steps, one foot at a time, and keep my head low and never let go. Cause if I let go, then I'll be spineless. I'm going insane.
I think my mind just goes out of control and touch on subjects read about. I touch on the they be leaving out. I seen this just non-smoking. I seen the same with the non dying with his eyes open. And simply what this means is he didn't know that every dog had his day until he seen his. I bet you will too, because it's time.
I think it's something in the water, man. It's got to be in the water.
It's on a killing spree again. We're guillotine for men. I walk around town with a frown on my face. The whole world finna catch a murder case. The murder rate
may increase if you caught up in the world while it's dying. I guarantee you front, cause I'm on the verge of knocking us out for no reason. Once I get down, I'll be no breathing. It seems with just wanna calm down, put his palm down. Seems like I got to lay the law down. Now it's all about what you wanna do. I'm asking you, stuck to face, I'll break your ass in two. Bastard, you rather swim in some hot tar before you with Willie D, cause what I got for you will make it your meal. Cause it's die, die. How many wanna ride tonight? Pick out our victims when the time is right. We get that off the cone to go, they die tonight. For sure, be all up in my mug. But it's a different story when them is coughing up blood.
Look him in his eyes, he has
I bust another cap in his and he died. Time and five.
Be shooting the gift like they for real, but when it jumps, they ain't got no murder skills. So Bill just chops them down. Watch them fall and cut they head to toe, jaw to jaw.
Draw down, I bet you holler, cause I'ma put a hole in your head the size of a half a dollar.
Time to get your cap here, cause this is
hot, hot,
kill.
You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Boys, 1996, the year 2000 and forever. And don't stop until I say it's over with me. Okay?
Okay.
So that was the theme to Halloween, followed by Still by the Ghetto Boys.
I like that song.
Fun little set, yeah.
That was in one of my favorite comedy movies, Office Space. When they're beating the crap out of a printer with, like, baseball bats and stuff.
Yeah.
And the full version says, die, and then there's a wonderful expletive with the word mother in it. And and obviously in the movie they play the full version of it. We can't do that because of the FCC.
But
the FCC is not a big fan of that word.
No, not particularly.
You know, the song is playing and there's a slow motion montage of a bunch of like nerdy office workers beating the crap out of a 90s printer with a baseball bat and like curb stomping it and just drop kicking the printer and all kinds of other wonderful things, you know? So, oh man, now I want to watch that movie.
Now you want to watch Office Space. I do. See, look what you do to yourself.
Anyway, speaking of movies, Owen, what's,
next up, we got something. What
were you for Halloween?
Okay, yeah, no, this is perfect. So, one of my favorite Halloween movies of all time, which doubles...
I mean, there's not all that many, but there's a few.
Well, yeah, it doubles as a Christmas movie, too, which is great. But this is probably my second favorite outfit that I've ever done, just because, like, I had a great time being Jack Skellington, which was my outfit. First favorite outfit I've ever did, my dad, he spent Halloween, like, the whole month leading up to Halloween, he... sewed each my brother himself and me robes, and then painted my face so I could go as Darth Maul. So I carried around the like the dual lightsaber all
night.
That's
awesome.
And I, let me tell you, it was a pain. It was like latex stuff on my face. It was a pain to get off at the end of the night, but it was so worth it. So yeah, so my dad absolutely loves Halloween, and as a result, I kind of love Halloween. And so every year we go all out. Well, at least from my childhood, every year we would go out, we'd decorate the porch, we would like build PVC like statues of past costumes we'd done, all kinds of stuff. So this year I figured, because I haven't really done as much for Halloween the last 2 years, I would go as Jack Skellington, I get the full face paint, I wear a nice suit that I now need to get dry cleaned. And, you know, just have a good time with it. We had a blackout this weekend.
We did.
So I have been rocking a beard for the last year and a half of my life, which I had to shave in the blackout to make sure that I could get the face paint going.
You look weird, dude.
I know. It looks, it's growing back slowly but surely. It's a process, but No Shave November is coming, so we got a chance to shamelessly grow it back out. But it was well worth it. Because that entire night was just a ton of fun.
I've been told it was, yes.
Yeah. And so probably my second favorite outfit I've ever done, which means that can be our little for the boys picture.
Yes.
We got our picture for the next for this episode, so
yes.
You all get to see what the costumes look like.
Yeah, man. Or should we use the one of Mac Daddy with the eye socket?
Viva la Mac Daddy.
Yeah, Viva la Mac Daddy.
We'll figure it out.
All right, we'll figure it out.
We'll discuss.
Most of
air.
Our listeners have no idea.
They
what
don't
we're
know
talking
what we're talking about. Well, actually, most of them probably do because most of them are our friends, so they probably seen the picture on my Facebook.
Fair enough.
So if you want to see either of the pictures, actually, just go to my Facebook page, my profile. The picture I'm talking about is my profile picture, and then the Viva la Mac Daddy picture is in the comments. So you really can't miss.
I think I vote Viva la Mac Daddy. We'll talk about it.
But that's a great segue real quick because most of our people are our friends. If you're listening right now, make sure to send either me or Jake a big old middle finger to our Snapchats.
Fingers
I'm
out.
Owen Robinette, no punctuation, and Garber.
I'm the one true Jake with also no punctuation.
So, yeah, send us some Snapchats. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you love us.
Let us get a survey of our Toodat fans.
But in the meantime, like I said, Jack Skellington, great movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and how you scream.
This is Halloween.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown of the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of vomit and trace.
I am the who in the cuckoo's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night. Your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween.
Tinderlum looms everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love
love it now.
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Pumpkin Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
We call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Okay.
So that was Halloween.
Yeah. That was Halloween. As we've been
told. This is Halloween.
This is. That was.
We are.
Something, something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Halloween. To that.
I was the king of the pumpkin patch, so that's pretty cool.
To that. To that. To that.
And now lost my voice, though. It's finally. It's coming back a little bit. I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to talk fully on the radio because yesterday it was like completely dead. But.
All right.
I think I'm all right.
That's good. That's always always a good sign. Anyways, we have more music and things.
We do. We do. This is a radio show. We do play music.
Yeah, we
sometimes.
Do.
Sometimes.
It's
sometimes
weird.
We just ramble.
We do ramble a
Rambling
lot.
Is fun.
Okay, so here, I guess up next we have a song that I was not aware of until like a few days ago.
Yep. Don't really know how to introduce it.
No, I don't know. Your dad.
I mean, my
your
dad
helped out a little
out
bit.
Sent out a whole list. I said, like I said, he loves Halloween, so I sent him a message. I was like, "Hey, we're doing a Halloween show. We're lucky enough that this year, like Monday, is Halloween."
Yeah, it
so
just kind of happened.
It's like a real special edition.
I have not done
event.
A single Halloween thing today.
No,
because it's a Monday.
I was not feeling it. It
no,
was,
we
I
did was Halloween on
up.
Friday.
I was gonna dress up, but I think it was not the move for today.
When I was in lower getting dinner right before the show, I was in line at the register. Behind a guy dressed as Cookie from Ned's Declassified.
Oh, very nice. I saw a dude straight up just dressed up as Pot.
Really?
He came to my classes. Yeah, he had like all a bunch of different colors and then just giant pot leaf on his chest. So
he was he like Chevy Chase from Community, like just dressed up as drugs or like with the wig and whatnot?
No, it was like a onesie that was a bunch of different colors with just a pot leaf on it. It was something else, I'll tell you.
All right. Well then. Don't do drugs now, kids.
Yeah,
remember
no.
that.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah.
But anyway, so my dad sent us a whole list of songs. He was like, here's some good Halloween songs. And, you know, this one fits the theme really well. So, what do we got, Jake?
It's The Cramps with Zombie Dance.
Do that.
Ready. That was a good time.
Zombie dance.
Zombie dance. That was fun.
Brains. I didn't see many zombies out.
Me neither, actually.
I expected to see zombies and clowns, given
the clowns,
recent events
of
on campus.
I feel like clown would be just a bad choice.
Well, that's
in general.
Why I expected to see them, though.
Really?
Especially in the blackout. Yeah, I was like, this is the perfect time for someone to dress up as a clown and just be a total, like, jerk bag. But
I think you can say douchebag.
Oh, I can?
Pretty sure.
I'm a total douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're good.
Sorry, FCC, if you're listening.
No, it's not a thing. It's just
like
the
FCC
a bag of
as just one person who just listens to all the radio and is like, yep, those people violated the rules. They get a fine. All you guys get a fine.
It's the Oprah of giving out fines and being annoying.
Exactly. FCC can be kind of a douchebag.
There you go. I mean, we don't want to overdo it, but I think we can drop a douchebag every so often.
Every now and then.
Yeah, why not?
Well,
anyways. It doesn't seem explicitly prohibited by our guidelines up there.
There you go.
I think we're good.
So, we're about halfway through the show.
Yeah.
And any of our more common listeners know what that means.
It's
time for some PSAs.
Public service announcements. But we should take a minute instead to, before we get to that, to remind everybody that they're listening to Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
On WDRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette
College
Radio,
Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is still Toodat.
Toodat! We can listen to old episodes of Toodat online if you feel that this show is not repugnant enough to, persuade you otherwise.
There you go. If you
can go check it out.
Tolerate us. We have, what, 6 episodes prior to this?
Yes. Yeah, so five, technically. We haven't redone
that's
that
right.
one.
We haven't redone the third episode.
Yeah,
we
no,
lost
but they're
it.
All they're all good, you know, ish. So,
we play good music, and then we kind of ramble, so it works.
Yeah. Where can they find that, Owen?
WGRH.org/Riparambe.
Riparambe. Anyway, public service announcements. You guys should all be familiar with our game.
Yeah, so basically, for those who don't know, we have this stack of discs that the Ad Council has sent over the course of years.
That we did not ask for.
They just kind of send them out. And so they're a bunch of random. We just have them, we mix them up, and then one of us picks without looking.
Correct.
And then just randomly reads whatever's up there. So most of these have never been opened. Some of them may have been opened by us in the past couple weeks.
I got it.
But the idea is we've never seen any of these before. So it's just kind of whatever we get.
All right, so Owen has selected one randomly.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, has it been opened?
It has been opened. All
right, get rid of it. Do a different one.
Tossing that across the room.
This cool.
That this is a sick. Radio catalog kit.
Oh, was that open too? All right.
All right. Sorry, guys. We're trying our hardest here. All right. I haven't seen this one before, so.
Okay.
Goodwill helped 216,000 people get back to work last year. Donate stuff, create jobs. Goodwill.org. Did you know Goodwill is leading the nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States? And Canada,
and
like
Canada.
Anyone cares. Goodwill sells donated
clothes.
Canada
is a very Canada? Important. Yeah, Canada,
yeah, no,
dude.
Canada is good.
Yeah,
Canada.
Nova Scotia and stuff, you know. Toronto.
Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items to fund job training, employment placement services,
what?
And other community
what, one
programs.
One more time, Owen?
Employment placement services.
What was that?
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So, there's no one special on this. Sometimes we get some nice little guest hosts.
Yeah, we had Black Shelton, I think, on our last show.
Yep. Otherwise known as Blake. Good old Blake.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Typo, for our amusement.
Yeah. Donate to Goodwill. You know, they do good stuff.
I also like going to Goodwill to get records for way cheaper than they really should be. There's a lot of garbage ones, but every so often you find something really special.
That's what thrift shopping's all about. So
yeah, man.
Donate stuff. Find some cool stuff. You buy stuff there, and they give money to people who need it. So they do good stuff.
Yes,
go
they
to Goodwill.
Do. Goodwill.
Thanks, Ad Council.
Cool.
Bye.
There All goes right. that PSA.
Next one.
All right, my turn. All right, you got them? Oh, this one seems good. Let's try this
All
one.
Right, that one's pretty thick.
No.
Nope, that one?
This guy right
All
here.
All right.
Oh, awesome. It's
Has
sealed.
Not been opened.
All righty, we have support caregivers this holiday season.
Halloween.
Stop throwing things.
Well, that was the radio catalog. We don't need those.
Oh, okay. All right. So support caregivers this holiday season being, of course, Halloween.
Halloween.
This is from AARP. Real Possibilities is their slogan, and also the Ad Council. Why do you have your hand in front of the microphone? You don't need to cover the microphone.
Okay,
You're what? All
just
right.
Read just
anyways, down. Okay, let's pop it open.
Listen to that crispness.
You can't. You're making noise over it.
I do what I want.
Okay, fine. Anyways, it's one of the did you knows.
I probably didn't.
All right, let's see. Let's see how much of this Owen knows. Did you know, Owen, more than 40 million Americans care for aging loved ones?
Nah.
Okay. Did you know, Owen, the majority of caregivers are women, and many of them are sandwiched between the needs of their parents and their own children?
That one doesn't surprise me, but I didn't explicitly know that.
All right. Did you know, Owen, almost 3 out of 10 caregivers say the responsibility has been life-changing and often not in a positive way?
Well, that's really unfortunate.
But did you know that?
No.
Okay. Did you know, Owen, more than 1 of 5 caregivers reports a decline in the quality of their physical, emotional, and social well-being?
I did not, but what can I do to help?
Okay, well, AARP's Online Caregiver Resource Center is an invaluable source of information, tips, and tools to help caregivers care for their aging loved ones and themselves. That's brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. You can go to aarp.org/caregiving. Or if you're Spanish, go to aarp.org/cuidar.
If you speak Spanish or are Hispanic is what he means.
I don't know, dude.
It's okay.
If you need the Spanish.
If you don't speak English, first off,
por español,
congratulations trying to figure out what we're saying.
Por español, visitar aarp.org/QDAR.
So there you go.
That's probably how you pronounce that. I don't really know.
It's okay. Just anyway. Toss it to the side. What's next? We got one more for you.
Cool. All right. Well, wait, hold on a second. I got it. All right. Fine. Grab.
It's not.
Oh, do it yourself. Fine.
Okay. What help got? Families connect with nature in their neighborhood.
Okay.
Did you know? Children who play outside become fitter and leaner, have lower stress levels, and develop stronger immune systems.
I think I did, actually. That all sounds very familiar.
Today, over 80% of Americans live in cities with fewer connections than ever to forests and other natural areas.
I didn't know that stat explicitly, but that doesn't surprise
80%
me.
80% seems high, but if it's in the ad.
Dude, cities are pretty dense.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Fortunately,
okay.
Even in cities, families can find parks, green spaces, and preserves where they can play, explore, and reconnect with nature.
All right.
Have you ever been to a park, Jake?
I have, yeah, actually.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
Good time. I
don't remember what I did last time I was at a park. I probably can't say it on air, though, actually.
Probably just walked around.
I don't know.
We tried to get down to a park and then got distracted.
Yeah, we did.
That happened a couple times.
No. All right, anyways.
It was a long day.
Find
a park or green space near you,
we got hoagies, though.
Discovertheforest.org or descubrilbosque.org. Okay.
Is that Spanish?
That's the Spanish one.
En español. Wonderful.
Yeah, please support this campaign and help us encourage families to get back outdoors. Adventure awaits in the forest. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Okay, so here's something new I found. I'm going to open a Snapchat on air.
Okay, let's do it.
It's from my friend Gabby Rodriguez.
Oh, jeez. Hey, Gabby.
She's not listening. It's just a Snapchat. It's a response to my story. She says, excuse me, why are cookies being thrown away? ! ! I'm offended, period. So I'm respond. They were stale.
That's still no reason.
And send. I tried
you
one, dude. They
cookies,
were pretty
right?
gross.
We were in the common room, right?
Yeah.
You offered cookies, and someone was like, "What kind are they? Like, does that matter? They're cookies.
I mean,
are you gonna say no? It's a cookie."
All right. But, well, anyways, I've responded to a Snapchat now on air, so that's a wonderful waste of people's time.
Speaking of Snapchats, if you're listening, if you're new to the show, whatever. Send us your middle fingers. Owen Robinette or the 1-2 Jake on Snapchat. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you care.
Woo.
But We've been talking for probably about 5 minutes now. So
we've been talking for 5 minutes too long.
So it's about time to get back to some music. Let's Jake, do what it, do we got next?
All right, so this was a late minute edition here, or a last minute edition. We put this in the playlist right before the show. It's a fun one. I like this song a lot. I haven't listened to this song in a while, and I heard it. I was watching House before the show, and it came on at the end of one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, that works really well. I think we should put this in the show.
And so we did.
It's a really good song. I like it a lot. It's by a dude named Donovan. It's a mononym. It's like Bono, or Sting, or Madonna, or Oprah.
Yes. Anyways. What is it, Jake?
Season of the Witch.
Let's get it.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some other cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
You got to
Alrighty. Owen, what did you think of that song? I don't know if you were familiar with it or not.
I was not particularly familiar with it. I thought it was a song. I thought when you told me about it, I thought it was a different song.
Okay. What do you think it was?
I don't know.
Alright.
I don't actually know what song I thought it was.
Alrighty then.
But not the Halloween-y vibe I was thinking of, but it was a really good song.
Alrighty. All. I like that song.
I appreciated the...
I like, because it's about witches, so like, pace. You know.
Yeah, no, it fits into the theme.
Yeah, I dig it. Anyways, Donovan's a really fun guy to listen to, because he has all... It's like a psychedelic kind of style.
Yeah.
But it's more folk-based than rock-based.
No, it was a good time.
It's,
but
it's different.
We do have a little bit of ambiance coming up.
Yes, so... I'm pretty sure he talked about some strange things in the song. I think that was actually a line.
Oh, for sure.
But anyways, there are definitely some stranger things out there.
Oh, most definitely. And it's Halloween, so they're out and about.
It is. Here's another theme song for you. And this is, in fact, even an even later addition to our show.
As in 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, like, well, five, according to Spotify. But I feel like, yeah. Anyways, here it is.
Stranger Things.
Okay, so I don't watch Stranger Things.
I've never seen it either. It's on my bucket list.
It's been recommended to me, and I definitely will watch it at some point.
Hashtag Peter Fallon.
Hashtag Peter. Just Peter things.
But yeah, no, it's been sitting in my list for probably about since it came out.
Yeah, no, same.
I've heard great, great things, and that theme definitely got me excited for it.
See, I love the theme, though, because I've heard the theme in a couple of different times.
Yeah.
And there's even, like, a Gambino remix you showed me the other
day
with, like,
oh my gosh, it's Bonfire over the Stranger Things theme. Everyone should look it up. It's so much fun.
And, but anyways, like, I feel like I've known, like, I've heard the theme, like, a thousand times. Like,
enough
it's just
that
so...
You should have seen the show by
now. No, but... Yes, but, like, it's the theme, it sounds so familiar, and it's, like, written and composed and, you know, performed in a way that, like, it sounds like I've heard, like, I've known it my whole life.
Yeah.
Even though it obviously, like, just came out.
That's part of the strangeness.
I know, yeah, it's a very strange thing. But, there were no words in that.
No.
Naturally. So, how about another guy with no words?
There are a few words.
But there's no lyrics. It's words just, for ambience.
It's just some good old fun. Whew. This song, another song that my dad recommended, which I had forgotten about, but when you listen to it, you'll understand, this is weird for me to say, that I remember this song from my childhood.
Oh. All right. This song scares the pants off me.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. I love Halloween. I love horror. All this stuff is great for me. But yeah, no, this one's just a Halloween classic. So, without further ado, Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin.
We'll be right back.
All right, we have one more song for you.
We do indeed.
And
if that didn't scare you away.
Yeah, no, that scared the crap out of me. So here's a song next, I guess, that is an old favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you only got into the...
I had never heard this song until you... Well, I mean, I probably have heard it partially because I had this album as a kid, but I never, like, listened to it all the way through.
Okay.
So I had never heard this song, like, consciously listened to it until you showed it to me a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so...
But since then, I've been getting into their whole discography, and I've been having a great time with it.
So The Doors are my favorite band.
We're talking about The Doors, by the way.
Yeah. Well, now they
now
know.
Now they know.
Yeah. See, The Doors are my favorite band, and The Doors' debut album is my favorite of their albums.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite song on that album. It's not my favorite Doors song, but it's my favorite song on that, album. And we're going to end the show with it because that's the
it's
only...
It's amazing.
It's the only time to play it because it's called The End. So, Owen... you have the clean version queued up on your computer there.
I do.
Spotify does not have a clean version, so we're gonna let you handle that.
Yep.
So why don't you go ahead and hit play, and we will go on a gypsy trip, a bad mescaline trip with The Doors to end our show on Halloween. Hit it.
Let's have some fun.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So limitless and free. Of some stranger's hand in a desperate land. Wait!
danger on the edge of town. Ride the king's highway, baby. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake. Old, and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us. Drive. The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock. Thank you.
This is the end. You took the friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of nights we try to die. This is the end.
This is the end
of our show, unfortunately. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this has been Toodat.
Toodat!
So, until
next
time.
Yeah, tune in next week, guys.
We'll catch you on the flippity-flop.
Flippity-floppity!
Peace, suckers.
Woo!